While the Israelis and Palestinians were meeting, Catholic bishops from across Europe and North America were in the region to meet with the Palestinian prime minister in Ramallah. Philippa Hitchin is with this delegation and has this report.
Prime Minister Salam Fayyad is well aware that time is running out for Palestinian and Israeli negotiators trying to come up with what President Bush describes as secure, recognized, and defensible borders for the State of Israel alongside a viable, contiguous, sovereign, and democratic Palestinian state. Since my last visit to Ramallah 1 year ago, new Israeli settlements have sprung up and the stark separation barrier has continued to grow, devastating Palestinian agricultural land and cutting off one village from another. It now reaches right up to the edge of Ramallah, giving the impression of entering a walled city, further confirmation of what almost all young Palestinians here describe as the feeling of living in an open prison, with human dignity eroded on a daily basis. As Bush stressed at the end of his visit to Jerusalem last week, there must be an end to this occupation which started in 1967 and which is slowly but surely dehumanizing both parties in this conflict. At the same time, there must be an end to Palestinian violence and a recognition of Israel's right to exist, two essential conditions spelt out clearly in the 2003 Roadmap to Peace, endorsed by the so-called quartet of the United States, the EU, Russia, and the United Nations. In a very warm and positive hour-long meeting with our delegation of Catholic bishops on Monday, Prime Minister Fayyad said he was hopeful that negotiations to implement the roadmap can get back on track, especially if the international community is putting its weight behind this goal with a renewed sense of urgency. Responding to the bishop's concerns about the future of the Catholic community in any Palestinian state, the Prime Minister underlined that Christians have been an integral part of Palestine for the past 2,000 years and must continue to witness to their faith here in the Holy Land, however small a minority of the population they now represent. The bishops on this Holy Land coordination team will be meeting with Israel's Interior Minister on Tuesday before heading to Rome for final talks with Vatican officials on Wednesday. Reporting from Ramallah, I'm Philippa Hitchin.
The president of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops is a member of this delegation. Cardinal Francis George, Archbishop of Chicago, says that young Palestinians and Israelis need a neutral area in which to meet and share with each other. Earlier, he spoke with Philippa.
I think some countries and private organizations have created places where Israeli youth and Palestinian youth come together outside of this country. I'm reminded a few years ago there was this program that we had in Chicago to bring Irish lads and lassies from the north of Ireland together with people from the Republic and at a very young age, and it worked. It helped a lot. And so we should now, perhaps, unfortunately, but necessarily, have to try to do the same thing with the Palestinian and Israeli youth. It's important that they stay together. Now, because they can't meet physically, they stay together through computers. It's very interesting. Young people are connected electronically, and so the connections are there. But it's not nearly as effective as it would be if they could walk across the street and talk to one another.
What do you think are the most important ways of supporting? You mentioned prayer, of course. So what else can people do outside to help support these efforts for peace here?
I think that the collections that we take up for the churches of the Holy Land are well supported, and that's important. That the living stones of the people here feel united and supported, and that we're still able to keep up as well the sacred places that were built long ago and need a lot of support. The support of the Holy See in its negotiations and the fundamental agreement with the Israeli government, and particularly now the issues around visas so that the clergy can be assured for the future. These are all ways that quietly, because no one likes to be publicly reprimanded, we can work to bring pressures so that both sides come together. The plight of Christians in the Muslim-occupied territories is one that's often ignored in the press at home. It's as if all Palestinians were Muslims and all Israelis were Jews. But there are Christians who are Israelis and there are Christians who are Arabs and Palestinians. And that's a dimension that we should, I think, as Catholics, bring forward far more often than we do.